There is still time, not much of it. On my watch, we are in the third minute of 3 minutes of injury time. You can hear the home fans encouraging and cajoling their team for a late, late match winner here. The throw-in is long from Perk, headed up into the air by Toll. Cleared away further, a few metres further by Jimmy McGonigal. It's all hands to the pump now for Derry City defensively. Rovers trying to find a late, late winner in the fashion of Paddy Kirk on that left-hand side. Might come here to Keena and Kyo combining. Jimmy Kyo again, turns one way. Jimmy Kyo! He has done it! It's a beauty from gracious Jimmy Kyo in injury time!
What a goal!
What a goal!
What a goal!
Jamie Keogh wins it for Sligo Rovers, right footed, high into the right hand corner.
Since he's come on the pitch, Austin, he's been really, really clever with the football. And again there, he didn't panic, he worked his opportunity, worked the space, really good low centre of gravity and a fantastic strike.
And all the Sligo Rovers players sprint up the field and threw themselves on top of Jamie Keogh like a full-time melee, and I actually think that Kyo can't believe what he's done. It's actually emotional for Jamie Kyo, the goal. He is fist pumping, he puts his head in his hands, and there's the whistle for the end of the game. And Kyo jumps into the arms of Aidan Keena. He can't believe what he has done. Derry City don't know what's hit them. Jamie Kyo has hit them, and Rover Sean Connor have won this game tonight by 2-1.
I did say it, Austin, I thought they'd get one more opportunity. I said there was only one team going to win the game, and that's a fantastic performance. Liam Buckley will be saying, where's that come from? For Derry City, that'll be a really demoralising performance. Their confidence is low coming into this game. They're feeling the pressure now of the good start to the season. Is this performance? And sometimes that's all it takes, a performance like this, to turn your season round.